intrusion, disturbing the peace. Since not an illusion, we run in the streets. So bye bye to all you groupies and gold diggers. Is there a bumper on your ass? No, nigga. I'm doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed limit, get the fuck out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught sober. And you about to get ran the fuck over.
Get my dicks up. What are you doing? Sidelining my fucking business. Trying to get my paper. Child support soon. Give me that fucking, take that rental back. Who bought these fucking TVs in the jury, bitch? Tell me that. No, I ain't bitter. I don't give a fuck. But I'ma take it like this, bitch. You better not walk in front of my tour bus.
Get out of the way.
What the hell? Is this from Fast and Furious?
Get out of the way, bitch.
This is, that's my grandma's favorite song.
This is radio. Thank you for joining us today. Two people at Starbucks. Excuse me while I reset my car engine to nothing. I'm your host, Ricky Skietha. Thank you for joining us. Call in 800-893-9562 if you're joining us. The question today, Rob DeRocha with me.
Hey, what's up, people?
Watch out, Rob. Park over there.
Wow, we have a lot of explosions going on here.
I know, this guy just went accident. Like explosion.
Oh, quiz, hot shot.
Oh, yo, look at this guy.
Point break or yeah, no? Yeah, was that point break?
Yeah.
No, that's speed.
Speed. There you go.
Yeah,
there
I got
you
it,
go.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a lot of good ideas, too.
Oh, does he? Yeah, look at the sound guy stepping up his game.
Yeah, he didn't like that we were saying, oh, no, the sound guy again. He was like, I'm going to show you guys.
Yeah, let's go fuck some trees. Yeah. no one gets the reference to that.
So today's question of the day today is, what are your crazy driving stories? Obviously, we all have them. I think it came up one time when I told Rob last week sometime. I said, hey, I just was driving and some lady was behind me, tailing me, asking me to go faster. And then she went right by me and passed me up. and then kind of flipped me off, and then I flipped her off. And then I stopped at a store to buy something, to drink some water. And then I got back in my car, and I was going down the road, and guess who I saw pulled over by the cops?
The stupid bitch.
The stupid bitch. And so I was like, yes! Like, I drove by really slow, look at that, with big happy
Did you give her the finger?
Or don't make pussy cats like they're yours,
Those guys.
Did you give her the finger, or did you give her the fist? Is that what you did?
No, I gave her the finger, because she gave me the finger. And she was tailing me, and she was threatening my life.
She was threatening your life?
Freckin' Z dick.
Yeah, she was threatening my life, you know, by driving so close to me and wanting to possibly crash into me and maybe slam me. Just like that, but with lower volume, please. We just busted through so many eardrums out there. Two eardrums out there.
Yeah, because no one else is listening. I always like that song by Mystical, though, Move Bitch. It's a classy song.
Yeah, I saw you get really into it.
Yeah, I just love the song because I love the part when he says, hold up, wait up, shorty. Oh, what's up? Get my dick suck. What are you doing? I love that fucking part.
That's
about it. Yeah, that's as wide as I can sound right there.
That's funny because that's my mom's favorite part, too.
Oh, your mom likes that part? Yeah. Get my dick sucked. What are you doing?
Mijo, no.
And your brother's right next to you. And he's not
we have different moms. He's a brother from another mother.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Oh, that way. Oh, he's got the looks.
Yeah, so I can. Yeah, he got the looks.
He got the looks and the hair.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. That's his laugh.
That's his laugh.
He recorded it.
Amazing. Call in 1-800-893-9562. 800-893-9562. What happened this weekend, Rob?
You know what? This weekend was pretty mellow. I just did a couple shows here and there, and that's about it. Okay. I went to the Downtown Comedy Club.
Yes.
I saw you there.
I saw you there, too. What a coinky-dinky.
What a place, huh?
I know, huh?
Should I say anything? Should I say my thoughts?
Sure, yeah. Go right ahead.
Yeah, whatever. No one's really listening, right? I mean...
You never know.
You think the owner of the place is listening?
They could have. What's that?
Oh, turn down the volume on the sound. Look at that. Sound guy. Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay, that's enough. That's enough. Relax. At Rob DeRocha, we went there and they were playing the blues music. I don't know. I like comedy shows.
Yeah.
But I think comedy shows in L.A., they're very difficult to maintain because the fact is that people don't know how to run a show, you know what I mean, stupidity, you know, like that day, like they had the blues, the show was supposed to start at what, like eight o'clock?
Yeah.
The show didn't start till 9.
Right.
And prior to that, they were just playing music, whatever, just like music. Then all of a sudden the blues music starts like at the beginning of the show, the comedy show. Right. And then all of a sudden, what cracked me up was the fact when they introduced that one guy and he was all the way in the back, the band leader. You know what I'm talking about?
Deacon. Deacon Jones.
And they're like, now Deacon Jones is coming up.
And then everybody's applauding.
It's like a banquet hall. And he's like, I would say 100 yards away. And this man cannot
walk so slow.
He can run a 40 in like maybe 2 minutes. Yeah. You know, like there's no way. Like he was walking so slow. And I'm like, why isn't this motherfucker by the stage?
Right.
And then he went up there and... I don't know. It was just like, and then like Garrett Morris comes up a little bit later and he looked tired. Like, I don't know. I've seen Garrett before. He's usually very vibrant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he went up there like he was struggling to get up on that stage. And I thought that was weird.
I was backstage, so I didn't see any of that.
Like, what the hell? Like, I felt like sorry for him. I was like, dude, like, and then he does like 20 minutes and then he goes into blues music. Yeah. He goes into more blues music. Yeah, so I don't know how they're running the show there or I just thought that's just weird. I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's so simple to run a show. And it's like people go over this 2 hour mark. A comedy show should be 2 hours or less.
90 minutes.
Yeah.
And my rule is 90 minutes and it reaches 2 hours if you're doing great. If everybody's having a great time.
Yeah.
And you reach 2 hours, great. That's it. But don't go over that.
Don't go over 2 hours and don't like start. Like, comedy and music is great, but like, I just thought like from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, play music, comedy. And then at the end of the show, play some more music.
Right.
But instead, they were just like playing it in the middle. And it was just a weird, I don't know. How'd your set go? Because I had to leave because I had another set somewhere else.
I
went to Westwood.
It went pretty good. It went pretty good. Yeah.
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 You didn't bomb?
No, thank God. Yeah.
It was fantastic.
And last time I was there, it was kind of bombish. Like,
oh, really?
But there wasn't that many people.
You're an honest comic. Most comics would be like, I killed, man.
I was killed. Yeah, no.
I've never even bombed in my entire life.
No, I just
saw you bomb. What are you talking about?
I'm never satisfied. That's my rule. I'm never satisfied.
That's a good way to be. You're always hungry.
Yeah, I'm always hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm always hungry for
the
more.
The philosophy of Rick.
That's right. That's how we like to think. That's how we like to do it around here. I got a story.
What happened this weekend?
Last Friday,
I was on
Playboy Radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I like the story so far.
En español.
Oh, it's.
Thank you, ladies. Keep your tops on.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you invite some of those girls on this show?
Good idea.
Oh,
I will.
Oh,
okay.
You just thought of that now?
That's a great idea, Rob. That's why I have you.
You're in front of Playmates, and then you never once thought, like, hey,
well,
maybe
no.
we should get these
hold
girls.
Hold on a second. Time out. I wasn't in front of any Playmates. I was just at Playboy Radio.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so.
That's the first thing you should. I mean, that's a pickup line right there.
And,
hey, you want to be on a radio show?
Yeah. And.
You got a good face.
And Cisco tells me that there's going to be some girls there. And just come. And it happens to be Brenda Lamberti.
Oh, yeah.
The comedian Brenda.
Yeah,
Lamberti.
I like Brenda. She's
and then her new friend, comedian, playwriter.
Oh, playwriter.
Maria something from Colombia.
Oh, playwriter.
Okay.
Is that how you introduced her? Playwriter?
Yeah, I don't know. She does plays.
Oh, okay.
She's not a comedian, but she does funny plays.
Oh, funny
in
plays.
In Spanish, in Espanol.
Okay, that there's a market for that.
Yeah, there is. They're actually going to Colombia.
I'm very sarcastic right there.
Yeah. Hey, they got flyers.
All right, they got flyers?
They got flyers.
I mean, you really make it once you got a flyer, you know? So that's it.
So I get there. Now, this is the thing, is that nobody knows the history of me and Brenda Lamberti.
Did you do her in the butt?
No, I didn't do her in the butt.
Okay.
I didn't do her.
Sound guy's on.
Like he's, okay, yeah, he's really, he's trying. No, I didn't do her.
Okay, so
and then we clarified that on the radio show.
Okay? Oh, because everyone thought you had done
no,
it.
No. They first said, you guys, something's going on between you two guys. Let's separate them. Okay, Brenda, you go out first and we'll ask Rick. Like, what is it? Say something, Rick, that only Brenda will know.
Okay,
so... She left the room. I'm there with Brenda's friend from Colombia.
Colombia, right?
From Colombia, right? And then I go, okay, I'll tell you guys, I was in the same bed with Brenda, right?
Okay.
And then the Colombia friend goes, no, you can't say that.
She sounded like
your
mom.
You can't say that.
Wait, she sounded like your mom? She sounded like your mom. That's crazy.
God. You can't say that. No, tú no puedes decir.
Oh, God.
Like she was like totally judging me. And I said, hey, I go, wait a minute. You got to listen to the words I said. I said, I laid in the same bed with Brenda Lambert.
Right.
That's what I said.
Right.
Okay. And then so it was my turn. I left. She came in. And then she said the same thing. Yeah,
oh.
we lay down in the same bed. But nothing happened. Right?
Right.
And then we admitted to that. And this chick was like trying to say that I'm a scumbag for saying that I went to bed with her and I should be ashamed
what
of myself.
Bitch.
And blah, blah, blah.
What's her name?
You're not a
let's blow her
I
up.
I don't know, but we're Facebook friends now.
Oh, you're Facebook friends with her?
Well, afterwards, she was nice to me for some crazy reason. We went to lunch afterwards and I was going to pay and she said, no, you don't have to.
Oh, okay.
So
is forgiven?
Yeah, all is forgiven. But she really attacked me at the beginning when I just said that. And then when they found out that I had a chance to bone her and Brenda was like, yeah, he didn't want to. And then I was
how
like,
did you have a chance? Wait, let's go. Could we get a rewind sound or something like that? I don't know. Like maybe
back when we were doing La Fonda. You remember when we were doing La Fonda?
Yeah,
her and
we
were working
La Fonda. Yeah, La Fonda.
So I had a chance.
You had a
and
chance.
She even admitted.
So what do you mean
Playboy
by chance?
Radio.
Did she lay on bed with her legs spread open?
No. We were just like I was just laying down on her bed and she laid down next to me and then I was just like
she said, hey, come here.
No. I was like just being a friend, dude.
Wait, you just said pass? Is that what you did?
No, I was being a friend.
I'll pass.
Well, look, let me tell you.
I want none of that.
This
ass.
Was my reasoning behind it. And I admitted it there on Playboy Radio. I said, you know, it's that Puerto Rican blood. I go, I've gone out with Puerto Rican girls before, and that Puerto Rican blood, man, they can be a little bit They could go a little too much drama, a little too much passion.
Yeah, but at the same time, it makes you feel special.
No, no.
What the hell was that?
Wait.
You got to control that volume better, sound guy.
I turned it down. As like, what do you want to do? No, it wasn't that one. Sorry.
Okay. Settle down. Settle down, sound guy. You were doing so well.
So I said this at Playboy Radio. Like, I was like, yeah, that Porter. And, you know, at the beginning, I was talking about, before we were talking about sleeping with anybody, at the beginning, I was talking about how Puerto Rican women, how she can be a little dramatic. She took a little offense at first, but then she was like, yeah, we are very passionate. We do take things a little bit serious. And then afterwards, when we were talking about me and her, I was like, you know what? That's why I passed it up, because I wanted to protect
I think it's
myself.
Just because you're older and wiser now.
Yeah, that's
you
it. Yeah,
if you were younger, you would have just definitely I'll do it. But once you get older, you kind of like find yourself turning down vagina, and you're just like, I don't think this is going to work out because you're kind of crazy. And, you know, like in the future, I know bad things are going to happen. You know, like it's just like, you're like hooking up with another comedian, you know, like a female comedian, like I have in the past, but I won't now because of the fact that,
right,
you know, something could happen or...
Like it happened in the past or something.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're going to run into them again. Yes. Or you don't want them talking on stage about you and then start like making up shit. Like for me, like some girl was saying that had a big penis and like, you know...
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
Yeah, exactly. And I was very offended.
And I let the rumor spread.
Yeah.
It just got out of hand.
It was huge. And I'm just like, yeah, well, all right, fine.
My phone didn't stop ringing.
Yeah, I know. And all these girls started calling me. So yeah, I don't like that problem.
So there was one part I didn't say on Playboy Radio.
Uh-oh. I hope she's listening.
That I'll say here. Because this is my show.
Okay.
Okay. I was right. Okay. I was right about the Puerto Rican thing.
Yeah?
I was right about the Puerto Rican thing. Because,
why? Did she stab you?
No, because there was one night at La Fonda that she was having her own night. I said, you can have your own night. And she had her own night with Ludovica and all this like burlesque stuff. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which, you know, sexy stuff.
Okay.
And she was about...
sexy and comedy always works together.
I guess she was about to go on stage. And Josh Filipowski had some tickets for me. And he was arriving to La Fonda. And he was going to drop off some tickets. And he went to the security guard to ask whoever Brenda was. Because I told Josh, drop it off with Brenda because I was helping somebody move at the time, okay? And then the security guard goes and taps Brenda's shoulder and I guess threw her off.
Really?
And she had a bad set, I guess. It was what happened. And it was all because of me asking somebody to drop off some tickets for me, okay? So then I call her up and she goes, are you serious? You know, am I like your secretary running around? What is this? You know, and I was like, whoa, I just...
This is important message.
Oh, that was awesome. That was good, man. You know what I want you to cue up? Cue up some, I'm going to say it right now. Family Guy, the maid. All right? I want, because I don't know if you guys saw Family Guy recently. It just reminds me of that. That was Speedy Gonzalez, right?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Anyways, I just want to wrap it up now that the LaBerry story. We got along good at Playboy. You know,
she's a sweetheart. I love
she
her.
She came out to the car. I remember I was going to go pick up the tickets. She came out to the car and her eyes were literally popping out of her head.
You know,
that's how angry she was.
Yeah, I know. Because the thing is with stand up, I think it's like little things happen, you know?
Yeah.
I remember one time I don't know if, do you know who Joey Gaynor is?
No.
I was doing a show over at the Ice House, and like for some reason I go to Joey. I this guy was like a little off. Like back in the days, he was part of the Dirty Dozen, you know, with Sam Kinison and all them, you know?
Yeah.
He was big time in the 80s, right? So he was there and I told him, hey, good luck. He's just like, all right. So then he went up on stage and he bombed.
Okay.
And then when he got off stage, he's like, don't you ever tell me good luck. Like he flipped out on me. What was that? Well,
I don't know, but we got a caller. Hello. Hello there.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing? What's your name?
Scott Shimamoto in the house. What's up?
Hey, Scott Shimamoto, how you doing? Comedian Scott Shimamoto.
What's going on, guys?
Thank you for joining us.
What's going on with you? Well, more likely, what's going on with you?
Yeah.
I just called in, man. Check you guys out, man. Listen to you guys every week.
Thank you, Scott. Well, Scott, actually, you know, we talked about the driving and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And Scott.
Scott's got a story?
Scott, well, you know, Scott's a special, you know, guest because he drives, right?
Drives what?
And he's Asian.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, man. I'm angry about that.
And he's angry about it.
He's angry about it. Are you
a good driver? He's an angry Asian driver.
I'm an angry Asian. What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Cadillac because I'm a black man trapped inside an Asian. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I never heard of that, but okay. So what does that mean? You're really good with math and wow. Bad credit?
I'm angry because when I get in my car, I get racially profiled all the time.
By who?
You know what I'm Everybody.
Oh, okay. So
it's crazy, man. I say it's a plot perpetrated by the man to keep the yellow man down. You know what I'm talking about?
Fuck you today. Fuck you, big boy.
What the fuck was that?
Sorry, Scott.
Hey, man, I know you guys are making fun of me, man, but we're not making fun of you.
That was sound guy.
We did not land on Plymouth Rock. We crashed into a Plymouth automobile. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow, this guy's becoming...
But you can't hold me down. Because
I'll get
Malcolm to my
Yellow.
Destination by any... I'm telling you, I'll get to my destination by any means necessary.
So
I'll tell you what I'm really mad.
What are you mad about?
These people, they will drive on purpose. They will drive in my, What is it, blind spot?
Uh-huh.
They drive in my blind spot, man.
Well, okay. How big is your blind spot?
Isn't your blind spot like...
360 degrees, Jack.
Yeah. Is it 360 degrees?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you can't see much, Scott. I'm sorry. Hey, but you know what? But we love you calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, man. I'm sorry about the stereotype that you guys get involved in.
Yeah.
I don't think many Asian drivers are that bad. I just sometimes I know my agent, she's Asian.
She's Asian? Your agent is Asian?
Yeah, she's Asian.
She's an Asian?
She's a sweetheart, Janet, over at Arlene Thornton and Associates. Anyways,
all right, Janet.
So she's...
give me a call.
When she drives, she's... Horrendous.
She's terrible.
Oh my God. Oh. Like, I get scared when I'm in the car with her. Like, you know, like.
Why do you get in the car with her?
Exactly. Sometimes I just don't want to drive. I drive around a lot. So sometimes I just don't want to drive.
Yeah.
And she drives a nice car, but like, sometimes I'm just like, what are you thinking? You know, like,
right.
She's got dents on her car. She's got a brand new car right now. I think she just dented it recently
with
a nail or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, fuck you.
Scott. Hey, Scott, so do you get harassed on the highways?
All the time, man. All the time.
Do you got people pulling up next to you, fast and furious?
Always looking at you?
They do look at me. They play Asian, not Asian.
Oh, really? Do you drive around playing Psy?
Yeah, sometimes, man.
Do you drive around playing Psy?
Yeah, man.
You doing the new one, The Gentleman?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Check this out, baby. Oh, my gosh. We're all over it, bro.
No, it's
horrible.
Shit? It's playing right now.
We're getting off right now. We got a bunch of Koreans right here in the studio. They're bobbing their heads.
Okay,
could you translate what he's saying?
Yeah, what's he saying, Scott?
Saying, why are my car insurance rates continuing to go up?
I like him. He's funny.
That's Psy right there coming out with his new song. It's called Gentleman Gonorrhea or something.
Gentleman Gonorrhea? No, I think it's something Gentleman.
It says Gonorrhea Gentleman, right?
He like goes around with MC Hammer pants.
Check it out. Here comes
dick.
The chorus. Check out Gonorrhea Gentleman. Listen.
I used to rap MC Hammer pants. Look it up on whatever.
Yeah, no, he's got MC Hammer pants on in this video, and he's like being a dick to girls.
Bato fato gentleman.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Why do people listen to this?
I don't know. They love it. All right, Scott, thanks for calling in, man.
All right, man. Have fun out there.
You too, brother. Bato fato gentleman. Scott.
That is such a horrible song.
Isn't it?
Irate.
Isn't it crazy?
I am irate.
How many hits already in 3 days?
101,355,837.
Isn't that sick?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? We got Korean music that we don't even know the lyrics. All we hear is gentleman.
Bato fato gentleman.
And how do people in Korea listen to this?
I don't know.
No.
Somo arigato, Mr. Nobato.
No, we're talking about driving. Could we do this? Hey, turn that off.
We have our guest that joined the studio with us. Please put on your headphones, Mr. Shivago.
Blia.
Let's give it up for Shivago, everybody.
Here's your song.
Blea. Hey.
Shivago Blea has been on. Okay. Producer. Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Producer. Where are you? Don't worry. I got my producer. Where are you?
He's on comics.
He's got to log in.
Hold on. Revolution.
Shut up.
Jeez.
He's going to do my whole resume.
Yeah, here we go. All right. He was on Comedy Central.
Oh, really? I just said that.
Stand up, deliver.
And no. It was Stand Up Revolution.
Stand Up Revolution.
And then he's on the Nuvo thing right now.
No, I didn't do the Nuvo.
No, he didn't do the Nuvo.
Oh, you did it.
No, that's at the HaHa, right?
Yeah, that was in a lot of places.
I won't go there.
I turned it down.
I would do it if it's not at the HaHa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, why? Why not at the HaHa?
I don't like the vibe there.
At the HaHa?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I wonder if anybody at the HaHa is listening.
He likes the vibe at the Hee-Hee.
At the Hee-Hee? Yeah. Maybe the Chuckle Hut?
The Chuckle Hut. Yeah. The I'm down. I'll do it.
I like the Ho-Ho. Hut.
So why don't you like the HaHa? Well, should I even go into
that? No, we shouldn't go into that. Nah, come on.
I don't care. What are they going to do, ban me? I don't go there.
Yeah, he doesn't go there.
I don't like Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't like, for comics to have to pay full price for a drink when they're the entertainment showing up on the bus and, you know what I mean? You receive a bill at the end of the night. It's kind of rude. Give me a drink if I'm going to travel an hour to do 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, they should put a sign up saying you're getting into that.
Yeah. They hold their open mic at 2 p.m. when nobody's around. Once the lunch crowd is gone.
Yeah, $5, man.
Well, got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, you got to pay for an open mic. Come on.
Now, Shivago.
You can do it with the lights off.
Sure. Wait, we got some more credits here with Shivago. Latino Laugh Festival.
Yeah, I did that with him.
Loco the show, the Comedy show. Jam, right? And you also put your Romper Room.
Romper Room, yeah. That was my first TV credit when I was 2½.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Were you with the mirror?
Dancing Folklorico.
Really?
Yeah,
we used to watch that
preschool,
show.
Preschool, you know, like 3 years old. You're doing
Yeah, I think I saw you. I think I remember. I
you
saw
remember?
You.
Did you have a goatee?
When they had the brick background.
Yeah, the same goatee.
Was preschool kids doing like little games?
Yeah.
I think I was in that.
No, you weren't.
I could have sworn.
Folklorico dancing. Because we do the dancing for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
It was earlier.
This is 1972,
I already got it.
Before
1972. Got it set up, sound guy.
there you go.
That was. Okay, now, me and my sister used to watch this a lot. And we went to a wedding, and the lady was there.
Oh, no way.
The lady. What's
She's
her
on
name?
Facebook. She's still around.
Yeah, she was there. And then me and my sister were already in our 30s.
Yeah.
And we came and we were like, oh, you're the lady from Romper Room. We used to watch your show all the time.
Ah, she's cool, huh?
And then she goes, I got a surprise for you. And she goes straight to her purse, right? And she brought
the mirror.
Her little bear thing in her purse.
Well, see, that's like Rerun when he was still running around in his red hat and suspenders at 30 years
she
after the TV
mirror
show.
She had in her purse.
Yeah,
she sounds like a pedophile.
She had the mirror in her purse, and she goes to me, she goes, and what's your name? And I said, Rick. Well, back then it was Ricky. I wanted it just right.
Right.
You're Slick Rick.
And then she goes, okay, I see Ricky. And then she looks at my sister. She goes, your name. She goes, Michelle. She was like, my sister was like, she saw a rock star. Michelle.
That's cool, though. Freaky. That's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, it was cool. Cool. So, yeah, when I saw that was one of your credits, I was like, I wonder if he's joking around or.
Yeah, I did it. My partner's jingle bells fell off of her shoes, and I picked them up. That's what I don't remember. That's what they told me.
You don't remember?
No. I was like 3.
Now, you've done shows with Fluffy.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that going?
Well, I did the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been on the tour.
You haven't been on the tour yet?
No.
Why not? You got
he has my number.
You got to get Rob's a manager here.
Is that what it is? Yeah. He got on the Iz Radio show.
Yeah, yeah. Iz Radio management. Management hour here. And he's look how great he's doing.
This is your new song. Uncle Rick.
Oh yeah, this is my song. Back in the days. I actually rap this to my nephews.
All right.
Sit back. Relax.
Really?
Sucked in.
Once upon a time, not long ago.
Once upon a time, I start farting because.
Don't tell anybody or we'll both get in trouble.
Shit.
Zhivago.
Yes, sir.
What else you got coming up right now? Another reason we had Zhivago here today was because we're talking about driving.
Yeah, and he talks about driving.
And Zhivago got in an accident.
Yeah.
He got a motorcycle. And it was because somebody was texting.
But yeah, they just weren't paying attention, and then they saw the open spot as I was coming through. I thought they were moving to the left to give me the right of way. Uh-huh. And then they just, I guess, saw the open spot and jumped back.
Happened.
The left lane is for going fast, right? It's a fast lane, right?
Right.
It's not for going over there for texting and leaving yourself cushions. When you leave cushions, it's more dangerous for me.
You got to be on the right lane if you're going to be texting.
Yeah, or at the curb.
Or the curb.
Not the coffee lane?
No. Okay. It's bad. I mean, it's dangerous, man.
Yeah.
I've seen you do it, Rick. I mean, they hold their phone up to their mouth using the speakerphone. That doesn't make it hands-free. You know?
Right.
They hold it when they're using their wired headphones. They lift that up
when
to their mouth.
When they're on the freeway?
Yeah.
When they're on the freeway?
On the freeway, everywhere. I had to break a girl's window for cutting me off. I mean, not her window. I broke her mirror off.
Uh-huh.
Her passenger side mirror. She jumped into the fast lane. Yeah. She saw me.
That's gangster, dude. You broke it off.
And I almost died. You know what I mean?
He's got a Harley.
When she was duct taping that shit back on, she had time to think about it.
Sorry.
What's this? Gangster.
I'm just playing the music in the background. It's fast.
Yeah. Okay. We're all stopping to watch the video.
Here we go. So go with the scene again.
Yeah, no. So she was on the left lane. It was on the 10 by the 605. So when she finally ended up in traffic, I pulled up next to her and she wouldn't look at me. So it was like the Fonz. You know how he rubs the jukebox just right to get the song? Yeah. You know what I mean? I did it like that. Boom! I just saw it hanging from the wire and I drove away. Because by the time she says, "You motherfucker," I'm gone.
You're
she
gone.
Can't get my plate. It's too small.
Good for you, man.
Wow, man.
Can I take people's license plates down and that I run into and give them to you?
I slapped mirrors back. Just, you know what I mean? That was the only one I broke.
I'll pay you.
The rest I've either
He's
a hitman.
On the freeway.
The rear view. Mirror.
Give me their commute and I'm there.
No, I used to have a buddy.
Hey, objects do seem like the size they are.
It's a big-ass glove.
I have a buddy of mine back in when I was younger. This guy was crazy. Like, he would ride a bike, right? And he would pull up next to people, and if anybody, did something stupid, he would kick their car, off of... Jesus, what the hell was that?
That wasn't supposed to be that loud.
Oh,
gosh, I'm sorry.
My ears are bleeding.
I know.
Made me lose my erection.
I think there's two people on the floor at Starbucks.
I don't even know what just happened.
Come on, bro.
Sound guy, you're off your game. I was praising you.
Oh, wow.
All right, anyways, so he pulls up next to people and he will kick their car.
Yeah.
And just do crazy things that you just did right there. That's nuts, man.
I do it every day. Every day I've got to slap somebody's mirror because
it's like a hobby.
Move.
Yeah.
My bike, it's a Harley. It makes noise. You know what I mean? I'm like, boom, boom, boom.
You're driving one of those things?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
I could have bought 3 Rice Rockets, but I prefer the Harley. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. I can't stand those.
Oh, yeah. And it's not that loud. Man. It's just loud enough. You know what I mean? It's not, I'm not going to get any tickets.
It's just the sound. It's just like, yes, we know you're there.
Well, see, I don't rev it like that. I don't rev it like that unless I'm going in between cars. I think that's where I waste my most gas. But that's because they're not moving. If you're out of the way, I got no problem with it.
It's just when I'm I'm in my bed or whatever. I hear from outside.
See, that's somebody.
And someone's just turning on their bike or even their car, just a loud freaking car. It's like, come on, man. Do you really need that? There's a speed limit. Why do you need to go that fast?
He gets pissed off at the garden early in the morning, but then he complains about the long grass. No, you know what I mean? No. Can't you do that at midnight when I'm not here?
Jose, turn that off.
Sorry,
turn off the lawnmower.
Listen, fuck the gardener, fuck the trash
anything
man,
that makes noise.
And fuck loud noises.
And anybody with the reverse that goes beep, beep,
oh,
beep.
Fuck that too. That, see, that one's annoying. Truck.
Yeah.
Dude, my sister used alarms. To live, my sister used to live next door to a Harley guy. And he would turn that thing on and it would just go, but I'd be talking to my sister in her kitchen and it's nice and quiet. The babies were asleep, you know, when she first had the babies.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And she'd be like, oh, yes. Rick, don't make too much noise, Rick.
The baby's asleep.
Oh, yes. The baby's asleep. Yeah. And then she goes, and my sister's like, my sister's very Christian, right? And she goes, fuck. The bad words would come out of her.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't do that. I get it. I have to drive. See, I live in Ontario right now. I moved from LA to Ontario.
There you go.
I've got to commute every day 40 miles to USC. Uh-huh. So I turn on my bike and it's 10, maybe 20 seconds and I'm gone.
Uh-huh.
You know, I put on my gloves. I put everything on. I turn because I know it's loud. Uh-huh. It's loud as shit.
I'm sorry. This is like a dirt bike.
Yeah. How disrespectful is that?
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Well, since sound guy couldn't find a Harley, sound guy's dropping the ball.
Oh, here we go.
I had to restart my system.
All right. Everyone's talking too much. Hold on.
We had to get sound guy backup. That's Rob.
Sound guy backup.
We're going to be off the Harley by the time you get there. Forget it, bro. Tell him what the next subject is so you can prepare.
No, we're going to still be talking about driving.
Okay. My computer's down, so.
What is it?
It's
you guys want to use my phone?
I think it's, you know what I think it is?
What?
I think it's an asteroid.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. An asteroid that just hit the Earth.
There you go.
Shock. There we go. Is that a Harley?
Yeah, that's a Harley.
That sounds nice.
That sound. There we go.
Does that get you, like, hard?
It's Chicago! Turn off your bike! Chicago! Chicago, turn off your bike!
Chicago, my kids are going to sleep!
Hey, turn off your bike!
Oh, my sound guy's back. We're on the freeway.
What's up?
We're on the freeway. He's all happy.
Wait, time out. We were on a freeway
a long time ago. And I told him a long time ago, hey, get the freeway sound.
We're going to hit the Jack in the Box drive-thru.
I told him, get the freeway sound. Here we are 15 minutes later. You know, and then he got on the freeway.
My computer froze, guys. Okay. What?
Hello.
He got happy, too. He's all, freeway sound. He put his hands up like he was gangster.
I got the freeway.
Talk your shit now.
What's up? What you know about that?
And all he got was whoosh, whoosh, beep beep.
Chivago!
Yes,
Chivago, turn it down!
Turn it down, Chivago!
Oh no, Chivago just ran into somebody.
There goes a bumper. Oh man.
Oh wait, what is that? Is that Midnight with Dustin Hoffman?
Midnight Cowboy.
See, when I first got the bike, it was just for like commuting and once in a while. And as soon as I got that, within the week, I gave my son my truck. I said, here, if I need it, I'll ask for it. I bought myself a rain suit. I'm on it whenever.
You ride the bike a lot.
Yeah, I go to shows. I get closer to the mic. I go to shows.
I know. I'm actually keeping the distance.
Oh, yeah.
I stand it for when I want it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Oh. You ride the bike
every
lot.
Day.
This guy rides to Visalia, to Fresno, to where's the longest
Arizona.
One?
Arizona. I've been Arizona.
Didn't you go to Texas, El Paso?
No, I carpooled on that one.
What are you wearing? Do you have like a helmet? Like, obviously you have to wear a helmet, but do you have like something to protect your face? Because like all the bugs?
Just the sunglasses. I keep my mouth closed. I get hit by rocks. Rain hurts the most because rocks will hit you sporadically, but rain, as it starts coming down, is just like stinging. Yeah. The faster you go, the harder it hurts. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
That must be crazy.
Screw. No, I don't like bikes.
They're badass.
It's fun.
They tell me they're chick magnets, but I'm like, all I've attracted is other dudes that like my bike and little kids. Yeah. Psycho, mommy, psycho. And hey, mommy doesn't care.
Hey, cutie with the hair, I like your bike.
See, the problem is hard to pick up single moms because you can't put a car seat on that thing. Right. You know what I mean?
Anyone out there, by the way, look up Chivago. Please look him up. Can you spell your name?
He's on. Yeah.
Chivago.
Look up Chivago. Look at this guy. He's gonna be riding a bike, right?
Blea.
And he's got this long hair. So
beautiful long hair.
Streaming hair.
How dare you? Forget it.
Like, I don't know if he uses probably good Pantene or something like that.
The other day I'm at the Lowe's and this chick goes, I have to touch your hair that worked there. I go, excuse me, do you know where I can find some men or some shit? And she's like, I have to touch it.
That's hilarious.
When dudes, you know, you get that half hug, that handshake half hug, and then you get the pat on the back, and then I feel some of the dudes will just like their handle slide down my hair. Roberto Rodriguez is like, dude, what are you using your hair? I want to get it for my lady because it smells good.
That's funny. Hey, we got a caller.
All right, let's call. No way.
No way.
No way. Really? Really? No way. Who's on the line?
Hey, Rob, come back in, man. Stop
calling.
Who's on
the line? Who's on the line?
It's Cochino.
Cochino.
Hey,
Cochino.
Hey, Sucio, what's happening? Sucio.
Starting gate, Tuesday nights.
Starting gate. Los Alamitos, Tuesday
what's
night.
What's up, Cochino? And the Daily Dose, Irvine, what's up on Wednesdays,
Wednesday
10 p.m.?
Nice. Irvine.
What? Somebody's following. I got a stalker.
Hey, dude. Because you walk slow, fucker. I couldn't get around you.
And 29 palms on holidays.
Yeah, on holidays.
You can have a holiday.
Don't take cholo jokes to 29 palms. They don't work.
What's up, Cochino? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just calling in, man, because you guys were talking about going on road trips and doing crazy freaking rides, man. I did one of those, man. It was stupid, man. You guys see Dumb and Dumber?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
We did it. I did that about 5 years before that came out. The whole same thing.
Wait. You rode on a little bike with another dude?
Wait a minute. You went on tour with George Lopez?
You went to Aspen?
peed on you?
Yeah, you peed on each other? What happened?
They went to Vail or something like that. I went to Denver, Colorado. And I went about 5 years prior to that movie. So when I saw the movie, I'm going, what the hell? I did that. And I went with a friend. We were 19 years old. And we took off down that, off the 210 freeway. And he was crying. He was on the back. Back then, it wasn't like homo stuff.
See, it's usually the guy in the front that's crying.
Yeah, I was. Because he wanted to go to Colorado, and we were in Pasadena. I go, no problem. I'll just get off right here. Colorado Boulevard's right there. And he goes, no, dude, I'm missing my girl. Dude, I want to go all the way to Denver, Colorado. And I didn't know what that was.
And so you took it. So you drove a motorcycle all the way to Denver, Colorado with the stranger on your back?
It was his friend.
Oh.
They were close.
Okay.
Yeah, real close.
Wait, this is a guy, and you let a guy hug you for how long?
Well, he held out to the back. It was like 15 hours or something. I had no idea. We didn't have shirts on.
Oh, no.
It was like 90 degrees. I thought the weather was the same everywhere.
If it was cool on Easy Rider, it's cool when Cochino does it, all right?
Oh, Jesus.
Because I did it too. Me and Cesar Serrato went to Fresno. His truck broke down. And I was like, fuck it. I got an extra helmet. Let's go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 3 hours of Fresno, drove around. We even went to eat with his family. And he rode with me instead of jumping in the car with them. Every time we stopped at somewhere and there were people around, he'd be like, fucking cops, man. They impounded my bike. Oh, man, my bike's in the shop. We're going to pick it up right now. All these excuses so we wouldn't seem like we were friends.
That's some crazy stuff.
We didn't go shirtless, though.
There was no helmet law back then. We were just riding, and we went back home. I filled up a paper bag with some calzones and some socks, and I go, all right, Mom, I'm leaving. She's like, all right, be home by dinner, and she didn't listen to me, and he went to his house, and we took off. And nice. I mean, weather was stupid in Utah, and then Arizona was like 105.
Did you ever stop to buy a jacket?
No, we only had $8, man. Gas was real cheap. We only had $8. And he said he was going to get some money. I figured it'd take $8 to get up there. I had a full tank already.
Okay, so
Cochino's saying it's 5 years before Dumb and Dumber, which probably means about 15.
Oh, okay.
Dumb and Dumber was up like about 15 years ago, right?
Okay.
So 20 years ago.
Maybe 10 years before that.
Yeah, that's just easy. I told you.
Now, what happened when you arrived to Colorado?
Dude, it was the trip on the way. For one, we'd be, you know, bungee our little bags on the back, and it fell off, and we didn't go back because it was, you know, it was hot. It was, and then it started raining. It was hailing. We ended up just having we had a trash bag, one of the trash bags, and we used that as a cover just for the hail. And we bit holes in the socks and used them as gloves. We had no gloves. We pulled over. We were halfway. It said, like, welcome to Utah, and we're like, what the hell?
You couldn't just get this guy a hooker?
We were crying, dude. We were about to start crying.
I know Craigslist wasn't around, but Sunset was.
I know, yeah. You couldn't get this guy a hooker? That's great.
That would have saved you so much misery and Vaseline.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was just nasty. We put a for sale set on the bike. I put it for $100. I said, man, if anybody wants to buy this bike, we're going back. And then we ran out of gas. We ran out of gas about 60 miles before we got into Colorado, and we about 60 miles from Denver. And so we're going, and we ran out of gas. And dude, I thought you knew when the next gas station was. Wow. And we had like a dollar fifty something left over, and we ran out of gas. And you won't believe what we used to get going.
What?
You talk about the peeing part, we peed in the tank and got it there.
Peed in the what?
And that actually works. You can pee in the tank and it'll work as gas.
Have you seen the movie Made?
Made.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn, this part right here.
Oh, check it out.
Huh?
Check it out. Go.
Oh, well, fucking A. No.
Now it's not working?
No, it's not working.
These guys with their fucking apples, man.
That's why there's a
fucking neighborhood. The guy don't have a fucking shirt on. Be a man. Come on. Suck it up. Come on.
You know that scene where he's like, he's got to ride the bike he's got to ride the entire neighborhood without a fucking shirt on.
Yeah.
He's right. Here it is.
Cochino, you want to give us a plug here?
Where you guys at?
You're gonna let me plug my show for your plug?
Cool, thanks.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I'll be at the Ontario Improv.
I'll take Cochino's time.
Oh, where you guys going? Where you guys gonna be at next? Because I can do that. I'll do that tonight at the daily.
No, we're asking you.
We're asking you where you're gonna be at. We got millions of fans
starting
that want to listen
tonight. Starting gate, right?
Starting gate.
I'm over here thinking, should you plug me? Can I plug you? This is not your bike riding friend.
This is not your bike riding friend where you want to plug somebody.
Hey, Cochino, you look really cute in that bike.
Put your shirt back on, mister.
Hey, where else? Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Daily Dose, right?
Yeah.
Tonight
we're at the starting gate at 5052 Capella Avenue. Show starts at 9. There's no cover charge. Got to be 21 and over.
That's every Tuesday, right?
Los Alamitos.
Every Tuesday we're at the starting gate, right? Los Alamitos. And Wednesday we're at the Daily Dose in Irvine, and that's 2963 Michelson Drive, right off Jamboree and the 405 freeway. That show starts at 10. Again, at the free cover, no cover charge on that. Boy, 2-drink minimum. Both of them have good people.
Those are good shows.
Awesome.
Cool, man. Keep doing you guys' thing, man. Keep doing it. And then we'll keep listening.
We'll have you here one day too, Cochino. Cochino, Mr. Cochino from Los Alamitos, OC, Orange County area. Thank you very much for calling in, buddy.
All right, Matos. You guys have a good night.
You too. I love that.
I actually do Cochino's oil. I change his oil and shit.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because Harley charges like $85 for your oil change, right?
I'm
like,
how much do you charge?
$85.
$85 for a regular oil change. That's not synthetic.
Oh,
I found a spot where I can get everything I need for $25.
Woo!
Boom.
Hey, listen, I got a new hog, and I just want you to listen to it.
Oh shit! That's a weed whacker.
Oh yeah. Remember those? What were they called in the 80s, they had M35s, M53s, these little, like, bikes that sounded like that.
MB5.
Yeah.
Honda did it as a 50. My brother had one of those, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember seeing a bunch of guys.
Well, back in the day, you could ride around in the streets and the cops caught you, they'd tell you, go home.
Yeah.
And then you wait a little while, and then you ride it again.
Yeah.
That was a cool sound effect, because I actually, like, wanted to look behind me. I thought, like, maybe there was a bike that drove by me.
Well, where's the freeway? We had the freeway sound.
Yeah, freeway.
Freeway sound.
He was overly excited.
10 minutes later, he's into a Cochino sound. Watch.
So He's got the freeway sound, so we were going to come up with some, hey, get out of the way. But it didn't work out. It was too late. He didn't cue it up. Anyways, we're back here. Is Radio 1-800-893-9562 with our guest, Trivago. Woo. Playa.
Hey.
Like Playa. Trivago, what you got coming up?
Thursday.
Yeah.
I'll be at the Ontario Improv. I'll be headlining that. The Carlos Loma Show.
That's fucking sweet. Awesome.
10 p.m. So I took the next day off because I'll probably have to drive Carlos home.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to strap him if I take him on the bike.
You know what? He needs to, like, attach a wheel wagon to his back.
Yeah. When he lays down on the ground, you just drag him.
Yeah, just...
A little piano mover just attached to his back.
And throw him
like
in the
Heelys,
trunk.
Only on his jacket, not on his shoes.
Heelys.
Heelys on his jacket.
You'll like that. You should say that when you headline. Hey, the guy who invited me, he...
That guy right there.
Let's talk about him.
Yeah.
Hey, the last time I did that show, there was this one guy sitting front row, Rob, okay? Mm-hmm. He had, like, he was a very indigenous-looking fella. You know,
is this where? What show is it? Carlos Loma Show in Ontario? Yeah.
In Ontario, and this kid, he was young. He was probably 20. It's 18 and over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's probably 18, 19, sitting there, and he has a Last of Mohican haircut. Okay, so it's a black like bowl haircut, and right here just shaved, and you just like paint him a little red here, red, and he's a Last of Mohican Indian in the jungle, right? And so I saw that guy when they were getting ready for the show, and I went up to Carlos. I said, "Man, there's a guy with a haircut up front, and you're going to get him. I know you are." He goes, "I don't like making fun of people." And I said, "All right, whatever. But this one, you're just not going to be able to pass it up.
You can't ignore it."
And he goes up. First thing is, "¿Y quién te cortó el pelo a ti?" It's bad. Who cuts your hair? You know, and the place erupted.
Because everybody saw it.
And you could feel this guy's face just, like, he was dark skin. And he was with a pretty girl. He was with a pretty girl.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but Carlos was like, "And keep her."
She probably cut his hair.
No.
See, you don't know.
He would have said that. He would have said that about
him. No.
He wouldn't have blamed it on her because he loved it too much.
Well, anyway, she was hot, right? Talking about driving, right?
That's cool. Yeah, well, hold on. I'm talking about Ontario. He was going to be at the Ontario.
It's because he got a couple more sounds backed up. So he's all ready for it.
These guys are like, "Can I play my sound?"
He finally got the freeway, too.
I got sound 450.
Oh, is this a sound battle now? Who's got the best sounds for the freeway?
Let's
do it.
Gosh, man. We're going to change the show from Is Radio to Sound Battle.
Sound battle. Come on.
Sound battle. Hey, so anyways, this kid with the Last Mohican, when I went up, I looked at him and all I said was, "You're more famous than anybody here. At the end of the show, I'm going to be wanting to take pictures with people." They'll be like, "No, where's the Last of Mohican?" Oh my God, I just couldn't help it. Anyways, that was my Ontario experience. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the applause. Sound guy. Okay, great. On cue, just like always. Thank you very much.
So what's up?
You and your applause.
So
Thursday,
I'll be there. You'll be there Thursday.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm doing a show with Corey and Chad in Costa Mesa.
Okay.
Corey and Chad, the Twin Towers of comedy.
They're booming. They were in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they've been touring with Ralphie May.
Yeah.
That's
Ralphie
nice.
Ralphie May, too.
Yeah.
Because
they're strong. They're pretty strong, you know, so. And Ralphie May is, of course, Ralphie May.
Ralphie May, yeah.
So I respect when somebody brings on a strong act before them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You have to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of headlines.
Kind of sucks when they put somebody strong before me. Is this an open mic? Yeah. I'll headline.
Anywhere else?
Corey and Chad thing.
Is he leaving? Are you
May 11th. No. I'm going to do some guy's backyard.
Hold on a second.
Okay, I'm just like, usually we do this at the end of the show.
It's at the end.
You're sticking around, right?
Yeah.
It's at the end of his interview.
It's because he's got his driving sounds. Right. Let's go back to
that. It's just like, it's just weird to do this. We usually do this at the end. That's why
you should do it twice.
If you follow the schedule that I prepare, you'll see right here, it says end of schedule, 7 o'clock. Right now it's 6:55. And we are ending the interview with Trivago Blair.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I am leaving.
And I know. He's not.
See?
After he's done, I say, "Hey, you are welcome. You know, we have a script here, man."
Okay.
You are welcome to stay with us and talk about the news and everything else. Because there are some headliners, some comedians that have other stuff to do, you know.
Yeah.
We've had people here, and they got to go. They're busy. Because we've had some pretty famous people here, let me tell you.
Tell me.
And that cricket right there will vouch for me. It'll vouch for me.
He's been holding on to the cricket sound.
Yeah, I know. All right, so, Chivago Blair, any other things you got going, Chivago? Oh, by the way, Chivago, you can stay with us.
I'm on the His Radio show tonight.
There you go.
Between 6:30
it's
and
happening
whenever
right
you leave.
And now.
And it's going to be online. You know, like 5 years from now?
Really?
When you're famous, we can say, hey, look, we had Chivago in the studio, and we'll replay the show.
Then I can say, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Because I know comics that do that now, and it's like, dude.
Yeah. Do you know who I am? Really?
Do you know who you're talking to?
Oh,
you call
yeah
me.
Some people. I think my show.
Know who I am.
I think my show 5 years from now, I'm really going to think about not having any sound people
just,
in the studio.
Just
you know
talking.
Just, yeah, I don't know. I think that's
just
a
talking
bad
about traffic. You're going to be doing traffic. You know what's going to piss you off is you're going to be doing traffic. And you're going to have to listen to chopper sounds and freeway sounds.
The sound is the best part.
You're going to be doing traffic for KGGI.
I think my sound guys are like taking sound like crack right now. They just can't have enough of it, dude. They're having the sound like, battle.
You should see their bookmarks, bro.
No, it's more like...
Exactly.
They don't look at anything that you're
reading.
What
were they on, man?
You should.
What were they on, man?
Oh, that's
Ozzy.
Where
is that from?
That's Ozzy.
Oh, for Ozzy?
Yeah, because okay. He's in the news, too. Yeah.
This is what I think of that.
I'll say.
All right, thank you, sound guys. You're fired.
Sound guys.
It's sound guys.
That's sound guys.
Like sound with a Z at the
guest,
end.
Guest right, sound,
sound guys. All right, Chivago Blair, he's going to be everywhere. Ontario with Corey and Chad. Thank you very much, Chivago Blair,
thank
for joining
you,
us. You are welcome to stay with us. Right now, we're going to take a music break.
I like music.
If anybody know music break.
No,
very
why?
Short, actually, he has a very short thing right here.
Oh, I'll gonna, put that song on.
Very short. Very short.
What's
that? Right. Here we go.
Hang
so
on
we're
going to
take a break and come back with some more cars.
Okay.
Some more driving, some more traffic, more good stuff as soon as we get the sound guy on cue.
I'm
trying
to find.
This sound guy.
I'm doing
man
the dog sounds.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to join in.
Yeah. There we go. There we go. Thank you very much. So I know.
You need sound.
All right, we're back.
Rick, you got to make
sound. We're back.
Hang on.
We're back.
Hang on.
All right.
You know
what?
And
that was a good break. We're back.
I couldn't find a song.
We're back. We need hey, can you please put on Craigslist? We need a sound guy.
Hang on. I'm going to get
another
the song.
One. We need another sound guy on Craigslist.
Hang on.
And some more crickets. We
why
need some more crickets. Those crickets are too weak. We need stronger ones.
Like, we don't hear them enough at shows. They had to follow us here.
Oh. All right. We were talking about driving. And I have something tells me that Rob has something very important to say.
No, I don't have anything important. I thought we were talking about driving.
Yeah, but you have a lot of experience to drive because Rob is a chauffeur.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I drive around a lot.
No,
I was just going to talk about they sent you that email with all the stuff of like the number one things that people hate while people are driving. You know, and Chivago, I thought Chivago can throw in some stuff here or whatever. I mean, obviously you just talked about texting. That's like the worst one that's like number one right now.
The phone in general.
Really? Because, I mean, I grew up in Los Angeles and I'm pretty good with driving with the phone. I mean,
some people
I'm
are
really yeah like, I mean, I've come like maybe twice, maybe like, yeah, where like I had to like
I don't
break
know
really
see, my
hard
problem is I don't know if it's something I want to admit, so go on.
Yeah. I've had to break really hard, but other than that, like one time, like when I first got my phone, that was a bad idea because I remember I bumped into somebody, but they didn't like do anything. They just like, oh, the car's fine. They didn't care.
I actually saw a truck.
Order in the court. Mr. DeRocha.
Yeah.
Yes. The penalty against you right now is that you were texting while driving, sir. No, I wasn't. Okay, sir. Well, here's a clip from Is Radio that you admitted.
And he's gonna be like, "All right, someone listened.
Someone listened. You're a fan, Judge. You're a fan. All right, everybody.
Here's a sticker
right there in the corner
room. I haven't been caught. What the fuck happened here?
Because to me, like, when you talk on the phone, as a grown man, I get my point across and I'm done. I don't sit there and tell cheese me, you know what I mean? Sit there and gossip. Oh, but I see guys on the phone just chilling or texting. I've driven cars, you know, and I just, I don't see the point with, people just can't be alone anymore. People cannot just be alone.
I like me.
I can stand in line with me at the DMV.
I'm okay with me.
I drove to Phoenix to do the show on my own in the truck. You know, and sometimes all you listen to is Christian or Spanish music, you know, depending on how many farms are in the area. So I just don't listen to nothing. I just listen to the voices in my head, and it keeps me plenty busy. But these people have to be connected constantly.
I do like to be connected. I don't need to be connected constantly, but what I do is I've been almost caught. You know what I do is I do a little tricks while I'm driving. Is I put the phone to my ear, but at the same time, I'm like pretend like I'm bored while I'm driving. So like it's happened to me twice where like a cop has pulled up next to me and all I do is just drop the phone. And then like because they've like flashed the light to see if I was on the phone.
Yeah.
But I just drop it and then I look at them like, what? You know, like I'm bored.
West side.
Yeah, exactly. No, but it's like, so it's just, that's one of my tricks. What I also do is I put on speaker because I used to have like a whatever Bluetooth.
Yeah.
But now I just put it on speaker and I just like, you know, I just talk when I put it right here.
That's what I'm saying. If you got the speaker, I put it on the side,
put the windows up and then I can just talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that difficult. Like some people can't drive and talk at the same time. Right. You know, they're really bad.
Yeah.
Like, but what are you talking about? That's so important
that you couldn't
that
wait.
That you have to be on. You know,
directions.
Uh huh.
There you go. Aren't you talking about a smartphone? Or are we talking about your Nokia?
No. Like,
we're talking your flip phone.
Someone's telling you directions.
Mary, you got to make a left. I can't talk to you right now.
All right, drive 35 miles down the 10. When you see the 111, so you wait for where are you at now? Okay, you need about 30 more miles. Okay, you need about 20 more miles. I mean, how long do you need to speak to them for?
No, you're right. At the same time,
to me, when I see grown men on the phone, I just think these are grown bitches. That's all I think, and I apologize, but that's what I. Oh,
you don't apologize.
I don't. It's like, fucking, put the phone down, man. Scratch your nuts. Aren't you supposed to be masturbating? Isn't this your only time alone?
Oh, you want
to be sitting there
on the
phone with another dude going, what are you doing now?
What are you watching?
Spartacus?
No, I'm not talking to dudes. I'm talking to girls.
You just fuck girls. You don't talk to them.
You just nailed the first story in the news. Man caught masturbating out while driving at 90 miles per hour.
Yeah.
That's better than texting?
Are you telling me that's better than texting? Yes.
You're a sick man.
You put it on cruise control, you're good to go.
Oh, man. That's even worse. You know what?
Do you have video or magazine?
Me and Rick Ramos are going on a road trip, and I told him, hey, on long drives, I like to masturbate. I'm just letting you know now. He's like, hey, all I'm holding is the wheel. That's all I need. I'm good.
When I'm driving, like this happened to me recently, I don't like you were talking about earlier, there's a fast lane, there's a slow lane.
Yeah.
I don't like when I'm driving and someone's driving, like, even in the carpool lane, when there's no traffic, like, there's no reason you should be going 60 miles or lower.
On the left lane.
In the left lane.
Any left lane.
You could be in the slow lane. That's fine with me. But you're creating accidents by being there.
Yeah. I wish I had a missile
for
those
thing
people.
Is, the cushions.
Yeah. Don't you ever wish you had that? Like you had a missile just...
Like a James Bond.
People put that cushion. They leave that cushion while they're texting, while they're looking down.
And then when
they look up and they've sent it, then they speed up and they're in a fucking hurry and honking and flashing their lights until they get that reply. I see it all the time.
Are you following me around?
Let me say,
Are you following me around?
I put 36,000 miles in the last year on my bike. I drive a lot. I see it all.
I drive for a living too.
Yeah. But not between cars. You don't see everybody that's texting.
I'm telling you how good I am when I'm texting, like while I'm driving. Like I'm fucking good. Like,
you know
I'm
you can use a voice expert. Thing to text?
Yeah. No, but fuck that, dude. That's fuck technology. I just do that, you know? But the thing is, like if I know, like let's say it's raining or like if it's like a lot of traffic's coming up, I put the phone down. I don't like bother to text, you know? Like I know at a certain point I need to concentrate on that I'm driving.
How many lights have you ever sat at a red light? And you're texting and it turns green and somebody has to honk you on?
Never.
No, not really.
Never.
No.
They're just honking because they're jealous. Me off.
I'm honking at other people when they're on the phone.
Yeah.
It's funny. I'll be texting and then like I'll be driving, but as soon as I see somebody
like a double standard,
texting, yeah. but they're being a bad driver.
Obvious, yeah.
Obviously bad driver. And I'm just like, seriously?
What the hell?
And then you tweet it. This motherfucker's texting while driving.
Then I'm tweeting. I mean, I take a picture.
Yeah.
See,
if some people can multitask.
Yeah.
Some people can. You know, I mean, truckers have done it forever with the CBs. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah,
it can be done, but the thing is, the odds are against you when everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, stereotypes.
Hey,
all right.
Cue up some Smokey and the Bandit.
Damn for good, buddy.
Cue up Long Duk Dong. All right, you know, Asians, they say drive bad, okay?
No.
But when you've got an old guy texting with glasses, you know what I mean? Driving slow as hell, like you're saying, 60, 50 in the fucking... The other night, she had been Filipina because she was a dark... Or Thai, something. She was a dark Asian. But she was like doing like she was bored. She had her whole family in the car and she was hitting about 50 on the fast
lane.
That's
horrible.
And there was nobody in front of her for about half a mile. Oh, that pissed me. I wanted to just slow down and bang on her fucking window, but I wanted to get home too.
Yeah, but this is what happened to me was I was in that lane. I was in the carpool lane. I was driving with a client in the back, and then we had like five other cars behind me, and the car was in front of me, and it was going like 60 or lower. Like at times it was going like 58 or whatever. And there was no traffic, so this person could easily get out of the lane. But once you're in that carpool lane, there's that stupid fucking double line that you can't cross
because it's like a wall.
It's a $400 fucking ticket.
Yep.
I got a ticket, by the way, for it. But I didn't have to pay because somehow it got lost. Hopefully that.
Oh, that's good.
You know, yeah, like it got lost somehow. But anyways, so we're driving and I'm just like annoyed, right? So then I like fucking finally, like every car, as soon as it broke, you know, as soon as that barrier broke, every car went around.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then that person finally realized to get the fuck over. Anyways, I posted it on Facebook and this girl named Eileen, I don't know if she's listening right now or whatever. Then she gets upset because I'm like, yeah, you're an idiot. You're a clueless asshole. That's what I said. You're a clueless asshole. You're like one of those people that stands in front of a TV when everyone's watching, you know.
Yeah, or reads the menu at McDonald's when you know it's a fucking Big Mac.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a great song, by the way. He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. We're gonna do what they say can't be done.
All right. Wow, Rob, you are a regular. You are a regular. You know what? Okay, turn that down. You want to hear something funny? Okay, look, turn that down.
Hey, it took him a while to find that.
Right? Wait, hold on. Let me finish the story.
Okay. Yeah, finish the story.
So then the girl, she like writes, she's like, what about a-holes? You're the clueless a-hole because what if when I'm driving with my kid in the car and I'm going 65 miles an hour. But she was accusing me of tailgating. I wasn't tailgating this person. You know, I wasn't like honking. I don't do any of that, like honking or whatever.
I flash lights. I do all that
I'll
shit.
Flash my lights if they're going super slow. I'm like, get the fuck out. Move, bitch. Get out the way, you know?
Yeah.
But then she got really mad at me, and then it went back and forth on Facebook. And it was just like, and I just told her, I'm like, you're the bad driver. She doesn't realize
Jump in the middle lane.
Exactly.
Jump in the middle lane.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what were you gonna say?
So what I was gonna
just say, because they have extra people in the car, they jump in that lane.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a carpool. There's four of us. Let's go in the carpool lane. Yeah, you're not in a fucking hurry. Get in the regular traffic.
I know, but they'd slow it down
big time.
Eastbound down.
That's the beauty of being on the bike. I can go down that yellow line.
So I. Oh yeah, you do. You guys
and
do.
I go right around. Oh, dude. That's 6 dangerous. O'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. Dude, I'm hitting 80 going between cars. It's beautiful, man. Fresh.
You live in the life.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Oh, I love it.
I don't like it.
There's enough space. There's
I
like
bet
3 or 4
Burt
feet.
Reynolds would like it.
Yeah, Burt would love
Burt
it.
Burt would love this guy.
No. Poop my pants.
Well, this is the story I had is last week. Rob goes, oh, he was in my car. He goes, oh, you got gum? I go, yeah, I got some gum. So he grabs a piece of gum, right? And so I'm driving, and then the windows are down. So I hear noise, but all I hear is... And I'm like quiet for a while. I'm like, it's just right now. The gum is fresh. You know, he's probably having a hard time chewing it. It's at the very beginning, right? He's not going to be doing this the whole time, right? And so driving later on, 5 to 15 minutes later, he's all, hey, man, so this is the thing that... You know, and I'm like, whoa, this guy's really smacking... He's smacking this gum, right? And then I asked him, I said, hey... Rob, you notice you smack that gum really loud? You know, is there any chance you could, you know.
Hold it down. You're fucking up my rhythm.
And then he goes, what? Like Burt Reynolds. And I was like, oh yeah, Burt Reynolds does do that.
Does he?
Yeah, he does do that. And he was doing it identical.
You mean now?
No,
or he did back then.
Back in the days, man.
Yeah,
like,
he
would always
movies.
Be chewing gum and
Smokey and the Bandit.
See, he had all that time to look it up.
Yeah, exactly. He did have all that time, but he didn't. So now I'm looking
just keep
it
setting
up.
It up.
And so he was chewing like that.
For how long?
Oh, my God, a long time.
What street were you going down? Were you on the freeway?
We were in downtown.
Were you going to a show? Or?
We were in downtown. What were we doing, Rob?
We're just driving over here, I think. That's what we're doing.
In traffic?
Yeah. We're driving over here. And so he just smacking away, man. Smacking away.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Here we go, Jeopardy.
It's too late now. It's too late. It's too late. Fuck it.
Just do the smack. We'll say it's a sound bite.
It's too late.
All right, here we are. It is radio. Call in 800-893-9562 if you have any driving crazy stories. Adrian, I'm sorry.
I got it.
Look at the scores. Turd Ferguson.
Set
a new Jeopardy record with negative $230,000.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson, it's a funny name.
What are you doing?
That's Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found this backstage, oversized hat. It's funny.
No, it's not.
This is chewing the gum.
Turd. It's funny. It's funny because it's bigger than a normal hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember he did Burt Reynolds. Yeah, that was great.
Hilarious.
We have a caller who's on the line. Is radio. Thank you for calling.
Cochino game.
I know, huh?
Hello?
Hello.
It's the girl.
Yes.
What's
it's
up,
the
ladies?
Girls.
Hi.
How are you?
You gotta tell Zhivago who these girls are.
It's Southern California.
Fine. How are you guys?
Wait, tell Zhivago who these girls, are. Right?
Okay, Zhivago. I have a friend named Debbie on Facebook, and she said, "Hey, my friend's nieces are going to LA, and they're gonna be comedians. Can you help them out?"
Okay.
I couldn't think of anything else but to have them as a regular spot here on the Is Radio for the two people at Starbucks.
So I thought these girls, this is their new theme song.
They call in.
Oh.
Okay, so these girls are from Toronto. They got here to start off their sketch comedy career. They do improv sketch comedy. And they're very funny. We had them on a show. They did great. We loved it. Everybody loved them.
Cheap Smokes.
And they just call in and tell us their L.A. experience. What the heck is going on in L.A.? And so today we're talking about driving. Have you girls driven yet here?
This is Laura and Caitlin's here.
Oh, Salt and Pepper here. Okay. Laura and Caitlin.
Laura and Caitlin's here.
Bring that up at rehearsal next time. All right, Laura, tell us what's going on with you.
Oh, I just got back from Coachella this morning.
Yes, she was our correspondent at Coachella. I forgot.
Oh, nice.
You forgot.
I forgot we sent her to Coachella to interview people. Sorry, Laura.
Have you guys ever been?
Yes, it's
no,
beautiful.
No, I would never go.
Really?
It's insane.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that water costs like $10. I cannot go somewhere where water costs. I refuse to pay $10. I've been to Havasu. I've been to like fucking so many places where, when that shit starts happening, I do not have fun.
Yeah. Bring water beforehand, you big silly goose.
Well, listen, why do you make things so easy?
Camelback.
Yeah.
Exactly. Camelback.
Go ahead. So what happened in Coachella? What happened in Coachella?
Oh, my God. What didn't happen? I don't know. I tried some things I never tried before.
Anal sex?
It was nuts. It was, I felt like it was ending because there was a big sandstorm the third night and like, it just looked like an apocalypse and it was really scary and I don't know. It was just,
were you on drugs?
No.
Okay.
That was a real no. No. Who's listening?
Yeah, no one does that at Coachella.
Nobody does.
It's like a big Christian festival,
isn't it?
Yeah.
80,000 people on
a lot of
this
prayer.
Tiny old desert, and it's just like they're all just messed up for 3 days, and they all like have real jobs. It was just a weird experience. It was cool though.
Yeah, I've done it.
Do people shower?
Some
no,
don't.
They don't.
Some don't.
They don't. It's just nasty.
A wet shower, like a baby wipe shower. That's all I did.
Ugh. A baby wipe shower. That's nasty. That's a horse bath. It's called a horse bath.
Yuma's is reeked.
Yeah. Oh my God. I smell like a dirty hippie.
Like a dirty hippie from Toronto.
Modern.
So what else happened? Tell anything. What about Caitlin? Since Caitlin didn't go with you and you left her alone,
why didn't Caitlin go? I'm trying.
He was shooting a short film this weekend, actually.
Okay, good for you.
What, was it a Skinemax or what was it?
Yeah. What was it?
What's a Skinamax?
That's where you show a lot of skin.
Was she in the valley? Did she film this in the valley?
Was it in an apartment in Van Nuys?
The studios are in these apartments.
No porn yet. I'm trying, though. But, no, this is, like, a real short film. It was, like, a post-apocalyptic drama. It actually wasn't, like, a comedy at all. But it was really cool. There was, like, zombies chasing me, and I had to shoot some guy in the head. It was awesome.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you post any pictures? I didn't see any pictures. I saw something, but that was about it.
Yeah, I posted a couple. I posted some on Instagram. Do you have Instagram? You can plug your Instagram and I'll follow you.
Okay. How about you find me? It's Robbie DeRoach, and then I'll follow you back.
Okay, deal. And then you can creep me photos.
Yes, and then I can start creeping on your photos.
How about I plug my Instagram in your Facebook?
Okay, plug it in. Is that some sort of sexual innuendo?
Well, obviously.
I thought it sounded great.
In the end, though,
I thought I liked it.
You'll have to excuse my friend. She's a little slow.
Well, I think it would be better if I go, how about I plug my Twitter into your Facebook?
That was pretty funny the way you just said that right now. You sound like a 50s girl. Gotta excuse my friend.
It's a Dumb and Dumber quote.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the bus full of the girl in bikinis, and then Jim Carrey runs back and says, you'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow. The town is back that way.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, why don't you find that sound guy?
Yeah, sound
no,
guy.
No, you didn't even get on top
I
of
have
that,
the sound. I was on top of that, but they're very long. They're not short.
We'll have that in 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks. He'll arrive at UPS.
Time out.
Let me put it on my calendar.
So, Caitlin, so you shot a movie. Laura went with her sister, right? She was with her sister in Coachella?
Yeah.
Did you guys... What else? So what was your favorite band at Coachella? How about you give us that information?
Yeah.
Probably Major Lazer.
Okay, it's your laser.
Could you sing their song?
I'm glad I didn't go.
It's your birthday, Major Lazer.
Shh. And the horse
Wait,
is
what was that?
Mouse was terrible.
Wait, was there music like this?
Okay, there's your Major Lazer.
Yes, that's exactly what Major Lazer was.
Okay.
We are Major Lazer. We are Major Lazer. Major Lazer.
Okay, and then what else? I mean, was there any holograms? Tupac holograms? Any other holograms?
R. Kelly came out and surprised everyone at Phoenix. So R. Kelly was the surprise guest and he played Remix to Ignition and then he left because he's pissed on kids before and he really has nothing else he can do. Except for
he played that song? Let me turn out the Ignition, whatever.
Yeah.
R. Kelly. Fresh out that kitchen.
Yeah.
You saw R. Kelly?
It was so weird. That,
yeah, exactly. That's a great song.
Did he pee on anything?
What's that?
Did he pee on anything?
No. He might have went backstage.
Backstage, probably, right?
Yeah, and then I think they used baby wipes.
Just baby wipes? Here
we go. Oh my God, here's R. Kelly. Here he comes.
I'm trying to be rude.
Oh my God, there's R. Kelly. Whoa, is he
taking
a piss?
Nobody has a super sound? Come on, guys.
Do you feel like you're in Coachella right now when you're hearing this?
Yes, I feel exactly like I'm at.
Have you slept?
I'm so dumb right now. Like, my head.
Beep beep, running my hand through my fro, bouncing on 24s.
What the heck is going on here?
I don't know.
Are we cruising Elysian?
I don't know.
I like R. Kelly.
Hey, listen, I like R. Kelly too. I like him too. Could you please piss on you or something like that? Yeah, Chappelle? Sure. I mean, Jesus. What's going on, man? He was on point.
I know he was on point.
Listen up, ladies. Yeah. Ladies, hey, what else?
Did you guys put the Craigslist ad? We need a new sound guy.
Sonya, what is it? I've never heard the song.
I have dog sounds. You want to hear dog sounds?
Piss on you, Dave Chappelle. I want to piss on you. Yeah. Drip, drip, drip.
Oh, right.
Jesus.
Well, there's our sound guy. Ladies. Okay, ladies, you're having fun. You went to Coachella. How about business? What's going on with your comedy?
We got on the Comedy Store main stage next week, and the Ice House main stage, and Flapper's main stage. So, we're up 3 in a row. So, it's going really well.
Do you guys have to bring anybody, or you just show up and do your set?
No, actually. Thanks to Rob, we got the headlining show at the Ice House.
She's doing Fernando Flores' show.
Oh, cool, the Ice House. All right, yeah. Sunday.
And then I emailed the Comedy Store because we had a really good set the last time we did it, and she said, yeah, you want to go on the main stage? I was like, of course. And then we auditioned at Flappers, and we got a set on the main stage.
Oh, nice.
For the week, yeah. So
congratulations.
Thank you, yeah.
That's awesome, ladies. I'm very proud of you.
I can't do the Yoo-hoo room.
I know. Look at this.
Very proud of you.
Chicago's been.
You guys, I knew you guys when you were little puppies when you first got here.
Yeah.
You didn't even know what was going on.
We have a dog.
Look at you. Look at you girls. You all grown up. Y'all grown up. Your money. And you're kicking it here in
listen,
Hollywood.
This song is dedicated to you guys.
Yes.
I want to piss on you.
This is for you, girls.
I
want to
piss on you. Well, hey, ladies, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much. Hey, anything you want to plug? Anything else?
Come see us at Lakers on Thursday. Comic Store on Friday.
Could you give us a time? Or wait, ladies, stop. Give us a time. Give us a time when the show starts so that people know.
Okay. Flappers is at
7:30
on Thursday.
Uh-huh. Burbank.
Burbank.
Okay.
All right, ladies. Thank you for calling
ladies.
In.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Laura and Caitlin. You can find them where at Cheap Smokes on
YouTube. Cheap Smokes on YouTube.
Cheap Smokes on
YouTube.
Freaking
hilarious, these ladies.
Zhivago, you smoke, right?
Yes.
Okay. You like Cheap Smokes?
I like Cheap Smokes.
Okay. You'll like these girls. So tune in to Cheap Smokes on YouTube, and they will make you laugh. Will
really?
They? Yes.
Will they?
Didn't they do a good job?
Yeah, I know. They were crazy. They were awesome.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they're
Toronto,
good.
Canada?
Yeah. Wow. Toronto, Canada. Who knew? Right?
No, Toronto, Texas.
Toronto, Texas.
I don't know. I'm not a geographical.
We have a special guest.
I'm not a geographical.
There's more family coming here and visiting. Come on in. My sister Jessica is here today. She wants to come.
You a ride.
She wants to do a half-hour show here.
Oh, really?
About
she's just like saying
about
no.
About R. Kelly.
Guys, girlfriends.
And traffic.
And traffic.
Pee in traffic.
Just come in. Relax.
Because she looks like a total prostitute. Okay.
You can sit over here.
It's just so sick.
Is this?
That's not me.
That's Rob. My sister walks in and Rob plays.
No,
big butts.
No,
oh, man.
No, no. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
And I was
a gentleman. I didn't notice.
Our uncles are going to be calling you, Rob. They're going to be pissed.
It had nothing to do with her. It had nothing to do with you.
How you doing, Jessica?
Jesse, this is related to Ricardo.
Yeah, this is my little sister and now my little brother. My little sister from another father. My little brother from another mother.
So there's no direct correlation.
It's a terrible family tree. It's like a family bush with a lot of thorns.
Any brothers and sisters?
Family bush.
Do you have any brothers and sisters that are actually 100% related to you?
One.
One?
One.
Where are they?
My older sister, Michelle.
Michelle, where's she?
She's in Palos. Where does she live? Torrance.
Oh, I see you're really close with her.
Yeah, I know. Where the heck does that one live?
Well, she got more of daddy's love.
So say hi to Jesse. Jesse's got stuff to plug in, right? You got some stuff.
Jess, what's going on?
What's going on with you?
Not much, guys. How are you guys?
Speaking to the microphone.
Yes, don't be shy.
Hi. Not much. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Gosh, sound just like Michelle.
Weren't you just hiking?
Yes, I was.
Where's your dog?
Is that the smell?
Oh, wow. It's been really welcoming since
I know. I like
being. Wow. I'm Zhivago.
Nice to meet you. Zhivago.
And I'm a jerk, too. I'm just hiding it really good.
What?
I just have a loud motorcycle, so they don't like me.
Jessica used to work for a truck driving company. Not a truck driving, but like a truck. What was it?
Let's take a look.
It was a trucking brokerage.
So she heard a lot of stuff, crazy stuff that happens on the road, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. What is one of the craziest stories, Jessica?
Craziest stories.
That you heard of truck drivers while working at that truck brokerage company you worked at. So,
you know,
memorable.
there was a lot of loads that weren't what they were supposed to be.
Oh, you mean like drugs?
Drugs?
Yeah.
You heard that a lot?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Did they play this song at all?
In the background, yeah, sometimes that callers would have that. And they'd call me and tell me how they shot their first rooster.
It's a callback, people.
Hey, Jessica, I'm picking up this freight over here. Down south.
Hey there, Billy Bob. Hey, 10-4. Breaker.
Hey, cutie pie. How you doing there, cutie pie? Picking up this old freight here down south. Oh, my God, it's got marijuana. I didn't know that. That's not mine.
So you worked at a place that...
Exactly what it sounds like.
Did it?
Exactly. I just felt like I was there again.
Yeah. Hello there, Jessica. How you doing there, sweet pie?
I don't know how good your
That is actually exactly what it took me back.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Did they harass you? Did they harass you there?
Sometimes people would call in. You know, they've been up for hours and.
Oh my God! So there were like tweakers, right?
Yeah, there were some tweakers.
And can we get some tweaker sounds?
I'm trying to restart the computer, bro. What tweak, you doing?
Tweak.
So there was this one guy that had this awkward shoe fetish. So he would call and ask everybody what shoes they had, and then he'd start breathing really hard. It was really weird.
What? Just,
yeah.
The guys too, or just the girl?
It was a guy, and he don't. Yes. He'd only ask girls. Oh yeah.
You wearing Nikes?
Hey Jesse, what kind of shoes are you wearing?
You got the air pumps.
Jesse,
we bought air pumps.
Jesse, tell us the shoes.
Oh, you got the Cortez.
You got the Cortez.
Hey, did you just go on ice?
That's sexy.
Tell me how your feet smell.
Is that what happened?
Where's your dog?
No, I'm wearing sandals. Oh, my God, you're wearing sandals? That's so hot.
So tell us what it's like growing up with Rick.
Oh, God. How is that, Jesse?
No, you know what's funny? It's funny because I see the way he talks to Adrian. And sometimes I feel like bad for Adrian, but sometimes I think Adrian deserves it. No, I like Adrian. But
this isn't like set up therapy, right? Like
no,
an
it's
intervention.
Not. No, yeah. Well, actually, that's why we're.
Is this
here.
An intervention here?
Did you ever catch your brother masturbating?
No, thank you.
Never.
But now that image is in my head, I really don't know if I can say.
Thank you. I know. What Ron wants to do is share the images he went through as a child when he caught his stepdad with a bra. He caught his sister masturbating, and his brother has caught him masturbating. So.
Really?
Yeah. All those
oh
things.
My horrible. God.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's a moment. It's natural.
Don't be sorry. It's just like going to the bathroom.
It's natural.
I just thought it was natural.
I remember one time. My little sister. She was like 5 years old, and we had like this window in the living room, in the dining room area, and my mom had a big cross over this window. And I was
what?
A big cross, Jesus Christ.
Our mother had crosses
everywhere, right? And so she had this big giant cross like this size, like about 2 feet long and then 1 foot wide, heavy. And this little one was like bugging me. And I told her, shut up. And that cross landed right on my head.
Nice.
What? Yeah, so she's got like superpowers. That
wow,
cross
see?
Landed.
So that's what it was like.
Right on my head.
In that show.
You don't think that was Jesus for, you know, all this masturbating and then you're an asshole too? And you're an asshole too?
No, but my brother used to use me as like chick bait.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah, I used to use her as chick bait. All the time.
What's the age difference here?
What is it?
Isn't it 12?
Oh, no, 13. Sorry, 13 years.
13 year difference?
Yeah, she was born when I was 13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
So you're playing the single dad at 14?
Oh, yeah. I was a single dad at 14, and I was taking her to school with me. And, oh, that's your little sister. That's my little sister. Oh, you're so cute, taking your little sister around to the movies. I said, yeah. I'll suck your dick.
Hey, nice. Wait, let me take my little sister home.
Yeah, I know. Let me take my sister
Follow
home
us.
First. Wait, no, she... Okay, go to sleep.
Take her to the park. Take a nap.
I want to play on the...
No.
So glad I walked in.
Oh, Jessie.
What other memory you got,
Jessica?
Jessica's
a good sport, everybody.
Yeah, Jessica's a good sport. What other memory
Is it Jessica?
You got?
That was Jessie.
It's Jessica. But he always has called me Jessie. I've gone by that.
Jessie? Yeah. You would call her Jessie? Was that your mom would say?
No, Jessie. But I had a friend. I had a friend, Jason. He would get under her skin when she was like a junior high school. You know how girls...
But I just saw her eyes roll right now.
Yeah, because my friend Jason would go, yeah. My friend Jason would be like, Jessica. All the time, right?
Jessica.
Right?
Jessica.
And then she goes, shut up, Jason. Shut up. And he'd laugh. You know, he was laughing.
He'd go, still does it.
And he still does it.
Jessica.
On purpose.
You thought he talked like that?
I was busting with some dude that couldn't say brother or mother.
Oh, gosh.
He would say brother or mother. So he would just say my carnal and my jefita.
So he would say brother or mother?
He would say brother or mother. He couldn't say mother.
That sucks.
Yeah, so when you said it like that, I thought that was a speech impediment.
So Jessica did not like that.
No, she didn't like a lot of my friends coming over bugging her.
Oh, really?
Remember?
Yeah. Were they ever hitting on her?
Never. No. She's too young. Oh, there was one. But,
oh, was he a creep?
And then he was like never heard of again.
But yeah, and then he was, and then we killed him.
What did you do?
what year was that exactly?
We buried him somewhere. Yeah, we buried him somewhere.
What year was that?
I don't know. I blocked it out.
Very
I couldn't find the
Your Honor. I don't remember, Your Honor.
Hey, you want to hear a funny story?
I couldn't find a Sylvester.
I plead the fifth.
She was like 16 years old, and she comes to me, and she's like, I want to go see the Beastie Boys. I got tickets, but Mom won't let me go with my boyfriend. Right? You got to come with us. All right. I said, I'll go with you guys.
So really? Which album was it?
I don't know. Sabotage was on it. And so we go to the concert and we got the shittiest seats. Okay. And it's me and them. Okay. And the couple. And I said, you know what? I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom right before the show starts.
Yeah. He never came back. Are you kidding me?
The lights went down.
I didn't come back to the end of the show.
Nice.
You know, I went to the straight of the.
As soon as the lights go down, you jump to the floor.
And went straight. And now the funny thing is, she recently took me to Soundgarden about a year ago. To go see Soundgarden?
Yeah,
it was Soundgarden. We went to go see Soundgarden, and she goes, come on, let's go to the front. Like, and then I was like, oh my God. And I was worried for her.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh shoot, like I gotta watch her. But she kept going and I lost her. And then I got sucked into the pit.
Nice.
And I haven't been in there in years. And so then all of a sudden I couldn't breathe. It was very, like, older guys shit that was going on. It was very older guys shit that was going on. I couldn't breathe.
Hey, you guys, can you lower the music?
Yeah. Anybody got any coffee?
Every time the flashlights go off, you have to change.
I was like, I gotta get out of here. I turned into a big pussy. I was like, I gotta get out of here.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. But she likes music. She goes to a lot of concerts.
Is that your high discreet? Yeah. She likes music.
No, it's true. I'm a little bit of the music.
Concerts are fun.
I know you go to the.
I don't even go to see the band. I just go to the hangout. The hangout part. Yeah. Just have fun. I mean, I've got their CD in my car. You know, why am I going to sit there and stare at them?
You go to the Baked Potato a lot.
I do. I'm actually going there tonight.
Stalker.
Yeah. Who are you going to see tonight?
I know, right? What is this, Rob?
I see this. Yeah, I usually look
at
your face.
What am I doing tomorrow, Rob?
Okay, what's my sister doing tomorrow, Rob?
Screw it.
What happened to Rob? Rob disappeared like that other guy, like my other friend.
I thought you were telling a future story. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that guy that hit on you. Yeah, we used to do the radio together.
No, what are you going to play this?
You played Big Butts that time? That was the last straw.
Yeah, that was
Silence of the Lambs.
Rob right now is dancing naked.
Yeah,
he's
tucking it.
He's tucking it.
Turn around, let's see that fruit bowl.
Like he has a
you
vagina.
Wanna fuck me? I'd fuck me.
I'd do me good.
Hey, we gotta roll into Dewey News. Because we're running behind schedule. Thank you very much.
And now, your anchorman, meteorologist, sports connoisseur, Notre Dame High School alum, comedian and chauffeur. And on occasions he likes to catch his stepdad wearing a bra, Rob DeRocha.
Yeah, that's Rob right here. Rob in the news.
I got my own song.
All right, Robbie Rob, what's going on with the news?
Well, this is actually a funny story. Facebook, obviously. This guy, Alan O'Neill from Tacoma, Washington, is married, right? So his wife, you know how it says, like, you know, suggested friends?
Right.
his wife was on his Facebook or whatever, and then it says suggested friend, and it had another. He was separated from his wife, so his new wife. He had two wives.
Okay.
And it suggested friends, and it had her picture of the other wife.
Oh.
And Mrs. And then that wife, she sent him a message saying like, he said, hey, his wife got suggested, and he said he might know her or whatever. And then it said something like the wife sent him a message saying, hello, Mrs. Cayette. How can you be Mrs. Cayette when I'm still Mrs. Cayette from the old Mrs. Cayette?
Oh, were they in different cities?
I think so. Yeah, they were in different cities. But like, yeah, I think you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, so
that's why people who say they don't have Facebook, I think they're smart and they're probably doing something like this. They're smart people.
You think
like
so?
They stay away from
being
Facebook.
Shady?
Yeah, I think everybody who says they don't have Facebook and they say, oh, I'm not in technology, it's because they're doing shady things and they just don't want to.
Yeah.
I think
and they have Adrian's laugh.
Bela Lugosi.
Wow,
that's a funny story.
Well, you don't add both your wives.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't.
How about blocking one of them?
Yeah.
He didn't have both of them, I think.
That's what I mean. But if you would have blocked that bitch, that other thing would have never come up.
But I think she saw like the fact that she knew some of the same people that he knew. You know, that's what happens. It's like if you know like maybe like 10 people that I know, whatever, then like I'll come up, you know? So it's like that's what happens. So like, either way, he's an idiot. He should have just, like, closed off his Facebook account. That's what he
pretty much.
Right.
But instead he didn't, and, I just think he's an idiot. Like, I just find that to be a funny story. Which goes into the next thing about, like, marriage, you know? Like, I think, like, I said as a Facebook status, but instead of, like, a death to us part, it should be till finger to us part. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get married, because I think people always get the whole divorce thing.
Yeah.
So, like, if you get married, it's like you really think about it, because it's like, I will have to lose a finger if I get divorced.
Yeah.
So like you have to choose.
I think it's really smart.
Yeah, because like you would really think about it. You'd be like, I don't know
if I want to get married.
Because I might lose a finger.
Well, why? Why do you think you're going to lose a finger, you jerk?
Yeah. Because some people just get married willy-nilly, and then they just like, it would be awesome if someone got divorced three times. And they're missing three fingers. Yeah, I don't know. I always like that one.
Well, I got a story for you here.
All right, bring it.
Okay, man caught masturbating out car window at 90 miles per hour.
Out the window. Was he a passenger or the driver?
He was the driver. Hearings have begun for the former vice mayor of Tennessee.
He was a mayor?
He was a vice mayor. Vice mayor.
What's a vice mayor?
I don't know. Like vice principal?
Vice president.
No, I know what I've never heard of a vice mayor.
It's obviously a job that has no responsibility because he's too busy driving down the highway jerking off.
I heard there's a deputy mayor, but never a vice mayor.
Would you rather him do that or throw the tissue out the window? Come on. Just keep it clean, people.
Why does he have a tissue?
When he's done masturbating?
Oh, really?
The guy that's gotten caught masturbating doesn't know what the tissue's for? Are you one of those that comes on his belly?
No, never.
Okay.
No.
Play the clip.
There's a lot of unanswered questions here.
Tell me. I'm sorry.
One thing is for sure. He seems to be left fapping in the wind.
That wasn't the clip I wanted. It was the girl.
You already said what she said. It's pointless to repeat it twice.
Well, here's a story. I got another story.
Okay, go ahead.
There's this girl. This is actually a sad story, but I'm going to say it because I don't know why it just bothers me. Whatever, this person, this kid, 15 years old, Austin Price, died playing a game of chicken with a train.
Uh-huh.
And does that mean he won? No. I'm sorry. Is that bad? No.
Played chicken with a train?
Yeah, but you're an idiot for doing that.
Yeah, come on.
Even with me, is it like 15 years old, I wouldn't take chances like that.
And he died? Like he crashed?
He was stood in on the train track and he didn't move.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
what city was this in?
I don't even know.
Watch out, Rob. Get out of the way.
I'd rather have that idiot do that than do something else. You know what I mean?
Move out of the way.
Become a parent or something.
Like, get out of the way. Get out of there. No. You won.
See, Rob wouldn't like it because of the bells and the horns.
It was about to come. It was just...
I got another thing with Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill is facing, she might be doing some jail time because she didn't pay her taxes from 05, 06, and 07. She earned $1.8 million. She's pled guilty already. And this is what's funny to me is that she said that the reason why she didn't pay her taxes or anything like that and the reason why she fell off her music career was because she was getting threats for her life.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's bullshit. It's like she came out with another album. The album was no good. It sucked.
Yeah. That's why they threatened her life.
Yeah. Don't make music anymore, bitch.
And then the thing was, it would have been cool if we had some Lauryn Hill music in the background.
Yeah.
But, you know... But the thing is, you know what annoys me about her is that when she was making that insane amount of money, she came out and said,
"That's the only song I know."
Oh God, you guys are so needy.
Do what?
Boy, you better watch out.
You're so needy.
And then it was called. She said she came out like during that peak of her. When she won all those Grammys, she said, "I hate white people." Like she didn't want white people buying her music.
Yeah.
Now where you're at, bitch.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Point. Yeah. Like, and I don't know. Like to me, like she says that she doesn't want to go to jail because if she goes to jail, she's not going to be able to make the money to pay back the $1.8 million.
Right. Right.
But it's like, you know, in a way, it's like screw her. If you're going to come out saying you hate white people, the people that are buying your music, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. You're an idiot. You made some poor decisions.
Right, right.
You can hate them just on the down low. You know what I mean? You don't have to announce it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So for her to say that, like, that, like, you know that must have affected, like, music sales.
Well, yeah, she got ballsy, but didn't have a backup album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to have something in the works.
She was like Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin won, like, I think she broke Aretha, or she tied Aretha Franklin's, winning of the Grammys. Like she won like 8 Grammys or something like that year. And then Aretha Franklin disappeared too, you know? Yeah. She just could never make another hit song.
No, she's still there. She's
you
just
really?
Bigger.
You picked this song?
You just thought it was a Wallace.
What about Doo-Wop?
This is romantic guy here. Makes a great segue to the next story.
Oh, what?
Is Adrian still in love?
No. Oh no! You should have been here last week.
He's actually he's in recuperation.
Listen to last week's.
Oh wait, is she listening? You think she's listening?
No,
No.
He's history. He's history.
We're talking about you again.
You think she's crawled up in a corner crying? Hey Rob, you think she's crawled up in a corner crying?
What's wrong with me?
She's eating that amazing breakfast I heard
of
all by herself.
What amazing breakfast?
Oh, she's dating a chef.
Yeah. He goes to me, he goes, "Hey, you know what? She made this incredible breakfast."
What was it? Eggs and bacon?
It was bread. It was bread that had butter on it. And then egg. And then egg. And she put,
golden
this
brown and crispy.
Maple syrup on it.
No.
And I was like, that's French toast, dude. You just described
French toast.
And then she had some Bisquick and she's took.
She made circles.
Anyways, next story.
She made this banana.
No, next story we have in the news. Someone in the Vatican loves porn. Can you believe this story?
Shocking. I can believe
someone
that.
In the Vatican loves porn. The blog Torrent Freak recently compiled a report alleging that computers located in Vatican City are downloading pornography.
Oh, wow. That's disgusting. Well, you know what? I'm glad that they're doing it. It depends on
this guy.
What kind
my
of
computer
porn.
Fucking pro. Okay.
What kind this of porn? It depends on what kind of well, porn they're downloading.
A recent tale of Irish priests enjoying first run hits at their home movie nights piqued the blog's interest to see what the residents of Vatican City have been downloading. Torrent Freak made an interesting discovery. Someone inside the Vatican is downloading a lot of porn. I read about it, and they were looking at, guess this,
specific?
A shemale, a tranny.
Wait, okay. in the Vatican?
Yes, it was a picture.
The file sharing blog,
the four most, you're too late, bro. The four most downloaded porn stars was this one tranny, and he gives the name, and 3 famous porn stars, like females.
Who are they?
Nice.
It's on the clip that he didn't have set and cued.
Okay. See, tranny, I think tranny
it wasn't
is only,
my fault. It was
I think it's only
up.
Okay. I'll the share tranny is only okay because if you do bring under tranny to a 3-way, you know what I mean? That way your lady gets a big black dick and you get the black chick that takes it in the ass.
I like Rob's eye. Rob's look was, no, I'll pass on that one.
That's the only time it's okay.
No.
I'll pass. What else you got?
You know what, though? It's crazy because I don't mind that they're whacking off because I'd rather them do that than, you know, hooking up
sure.
with kids.
Sure.
And then also, like, you know, the Pope came out saying that he was in, like, he had lust for that one chick that was getting married. Yeah. Like, he couldn't, like, stop thinking about her for 2 months.
Isn't it interesting that an article like this comes out now that he's been in there?
He's like, the one that did it.
Porn has been on the rise here.
It's
to
his
Vatican.
IP address.
And he's probably the one saying, find him. Find him. I want him here now.
I think I'm religious to a certain point, but it's like, it's funny to me how, like, they just, you know, I don't know, like
hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's like this thing where, like, they just criticize, like, you can't whack off, but it's okay to hook up with little boys, and they still keep them, they still have their job.
His username was, I'm not the Pope.
That's funny. Hey, I got another story I want to share.
I got one too.
Okay, go ahead, Ron.
McDonald's has been losing money. Did you guys know that?
I believe it.
Yeah, you believe it. And the reason why they're saying it's because of customer service.
It's because the Hamburglar's not around. That's why.
So, no, because it's the gangbang burger or whatever. The McGangbang burger. Do you know about that?
I think it was because of the fishy.
Yeah, I love that commercial.
I do, the commercial, fishy. But I wouldn't eat.
So what is the reason?
So it's because of customer service. So they're saying that they're going to increase their top thing to, like, make sure. But I think if you want to increase customer service, how about you just pay them more, first of all? And second of all, like, you're going to be hiring... Yeah, it's a horrible job.
I don't go anymore. I love the food, but I don't go anymore because of, how may I help you? May I take your order?
I was on Crenshaw, and this chola with the tattoos on her neck was telling this girl that had her day off but had to come show off her outfit. You know what I mean? She's standing over there getting ketchup or something on the end, and then she's like, hey, I like your hair. Hey, it fucking looks good. She's like, what? That shit looks good. And then she goes, oh, thanks. And then somebody was standing right in front of her. She's like, hi, may I help you? I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Hi, may I help you?
That shit looks good. Hi, may I help you?
And then did he ask the customer, doesn't her shit look good?
Yeah. It looks feel me.
Hey, feel me.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're right. That's why it's going down, man.
You know what? Burger King has a worse service. McDonald's, I've been cool.
Really?
Burger King is always gangster.
Really?
Always, yeah. Burger King I've been to, you ask for a coffee, they give it to you in a soda cup.
Yeah.
Because they haven't ordered,
Jesse,
you know?
What's your experience with fast food? Do you eat fast food?
Yeah, I do. I kind of have a thing for Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Yeah, Wendy's.
What about their service? How do you like them?
They're great. They're good.
Okay.
They're pretty well organized. When you're in line, there's like a second or a third register.
Adrian, do they make any special food for you in any of these places, like bread with syrup?
Do they make this amazing magical concoction dish with like bread and another bread with a piece of meat in the middle?
Called a sandwich?
That's been grilled?
He's too busy texting. Now he doesn't want to talk.
All
right, hey, we gotta go to the next story here. Gay conversion founder's confession to gay son. Richard.
And of course,
we
have this infamous video that we've showed you before. It kind of gives you insight into what happens during gay conversion therapy. Let's take a look at that.
Mom! 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 Why did you do that to me?
So basically what this is they're showing some exercises of some guys. They're trying to say, hey, you're not gay. Okay. And one of the exercises was taking this racket and slamming it on the chair and screaming, mom, 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 why did you do that to me? So I sent that link to my brother. I said, do this exercise. Maybe it'll help. I just said.
He doesn't want to ruin his racket.
Yeah.
Well, I have a teleprompter.
See, my son's gay.
Yeah. Shivago has a gay son.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And how old is he?
He's 17.
He's 17 and he's a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yes.
Came out to me when he was 14.
Came out 14.
Not flaming. You can't really tell. You're kind of, is he?
Yeah, okay.
You know, that kind of kid. But,
cool.
He's metro, I guess, kind of that new style, skinny jeans, all that shit. But I got no problem with it. I don't give a fuck. You're born that way. When you're gay, you're born that way. You can't be, you can get, you know, raped and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You're not going to end up liking it after 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're that way. You know what I mean? You can't beat it out of anybody.
Agreed.
Playing this, but what is it?
It's from South Park. It's Don't Be Gay song.
Oh, Don't Be Gay.
Yeah.
No, when you were talking about the racket, I thought, because Family Guy did a thing about straightening somebody out and shit, and they're like, here, take this bat. No, don't use it like that.
Any stories over here, Rob?
Yeah, well, I actually have sports now.
Yeah. Spin sports.
Good sound effect. That was a good sound effect. Spin in sports. Well, as you know, the Lakers are playing right now. They got to win one more game. Oh, you got the basketball sound?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Over here, Kobe. Over here, Kobe.
Well,
oh, sorry, Kobe.
Kobe's done, actually, Kobe's for the season. Done. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Achilles.
Over here, Dwight. Person.
Yeah.
Throw the rock, right?
There you go. Sound effects.
Yeah, there we go.
Hang on. Let's do some basketball now. Okay, let's do this.
Here, I got Rob. One-on-one, Rob. Here you go, Rob. Watch out. Oh, in your face, Rob.
Oh no, he slams nuts on it.
White chocolate.
All right, what's going on?
So Kobe's out for the season. It's very sad. I'm a big Laker fan.
I know, that's sad.
They got to win one more game to get into the playoffs. He says he's going to come back. He's already had people like downing him. They're saying it's supposed to take 6 to 9 months. He says he's going to be back in 6 months. Okay. So we'll see what happens. If they're playing the Thunder, no matter what, even if they do win the game tonight, they're going to have to play the Thunder. More than likely, they're going to lose.
You think so?
Well, I guess the Thunder,
the last game?
No. Tonight's game, they might win. But even if they get in the playoffs, who gives a shit?
Oh, you're saying against first round?
Yeah, they're playing the Houston tonight. What else is on the news? Then we got Kevin Ware. He's already tweeting pictures. The guy from Louisville who broke his leg. That horrible, horrible. I don't know if you guys saw that. That was the worst sports. Did you see that? No, you don't want to see
it. Backwards?
It's so bad. Like, it's like, oh, you feel sorry for the kid. And
you see the bone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, it's really bad. Just even thinking about it.
I wouldn't even watch Funniest Home Videos for that. You know? It just hurts. So.
What else? Ronda Rousey, first female Ultimate Fighter champion. She's the first one that ever gets signed. Ronda Rousey. She's saying that she's telling her other counterparts, because they all live in a house when they all work out together, saying that not to hook up with other dudes. Because it might cost them up to $100,000 or something like that, like in sponsorship. Hmm. And then I got a great story here. I always like when athletes fuck up. It's like the greatest thing, I think. Because it's like
anybody fucks up.
No, but when an athlete, like when you have that kind of money, like they have a car service for you. And like, you know, like even the NFL, like these guys in the NFL, they have a car service and they...
I'm listening to you. You said Ronda Rousey, right? You said Ronda Rousey, right? Okay, listen. Listen to this.
You guys are sensitive.
I know.
Listen to this. I'm not your bitch.
You know, he did that to me when he did the old radio show.
Yeah, he did that to me too.
And you feel so special, huh?
Yeah, it makes you feel
You're one of three people listening to this shit, and he's not listening.
Oh, this is not it.
Okay, well, that's great. Hey, listen,
Sorry.
Pitcher from Milwaukee, who actually won 16 games last year, and he had a really great season. He's having a poor season right now at the beginning. He's only pitched two games, but his ERA is really high. It's like 6.21. Either way, he got arrested because he was driving. We were talking about drunk driving earlier.
Yeah.
He was going 40 in a 55. Someone called it in. They pulled him over. He was glossy-eyed, slurring his speech. Smelled of alcohol. He failed the sobriety test. He blew a .22.
Wow.
Almost three times the limit. And so he got arrested. And now, but what I found
funny. .22.
What he said, he was like, he told
was
the
that
cop,
his jersey number?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, no, what a coincidence. 22 is my number.
And
I got 22 RBIs.
No, boy, he's a pitcher.
Oh, he's a pitcher. Sorry.
Did he go to jail?
Hey, that's my ERA.
Yeah, exactly.
Did he go to jail?
Yeah, he did go to jail.
All right.
Oh. All right. The sound effect. Did he go to jail? Let me put the sound effect on.
I know.
That's a toilet.
All right. And one last one.
All right, go ahead.
Darrell Revis. He had to show, because they're talking trade talks to trade him to Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He has a torn ACL. He's coming back. But it's funny to me because, like, he had to show up to Jets practice, even though it's in the news that they're going to, like, trade him. But he had to show up to make $1 million. Like, if he misses practice, he loses $1 million.
He's still on contract with them, yeah.
He's still under contract with them, yeah. So then, funny to me. And then, like, Tim Tebow is there, and, you know, he's still showing up on time. He shows up, like, 90 minutes early. Like the call time's like 8 o'clock. He's there like at fucking 6 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. But anyways, yeah, that's it. That's all I got. All right. Fucking Darrell Revis.
Thank you, Rob DeRocha, with the news and sports.
Yay.
Spin sports. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show now. Thank you very much to my little sister, Jessica, for joining us today. Jessica, where are you going to be at?
tonight? What do you mean?
Well, I'm sorry. Rob, where's tonight. Jessica going to be at? Rob knows.
She's
going to
be at the baked potato, everybody. Look for her.
You guys want to go? Chad Smith's performing.
Oh, Chad Smith?
Chad Smith.
And Rob DeRocha will be in the parking lot.
I love Chad Smith's music.
Rob will be in the parking lot with binoculars.
Binoculars.
Adrian, where are you going to be at?
I'm going to be at home.
He's going to be downloading sounds.
He's going to be at home trying to figure out the recipe for that bread thing with the maple syrup.
Shivago, where's your next show?
Thursday, 10 p.m., Ontario Improv. Ontario Mills Mall or whatever. 10 p.m., I'll be headlining. Come check it out. It's going to be fun. Get on the guest list. The Carlos Loma Show on Facebook.
Awesome. And then Rob DeRocha, what do you got going on?
Let me see in my calendar. I don't know. I'm performing somewhere on Monday. I'm at the Brew House in Sylmar. Or in San Fernando, I'm sorry, at the Brew House on Friday. Other than that, that's it. I'm just going to be hitting up spots. Maybe I might go back to the downtown comedy club
right there with Garrett Morris.
Yeah, I might go down there and see.
And blues.
Well, tonight I'm at Casa Torres in Sylmar, 14117 Hubbard Street. I'm supposed to be there anytime now. So wait for me over there. I'm on my way. Thursday, I'm at Flappers Comedy at 10 p.m.
Burbank.
Burbank main stage, Flappers Comedy. Hit me up for $5 tickets. I got $5 tickets. Hit me up.
I got free tickets.
Yeah, you got free tickets. And then April 26th, I got the Ice House. Ice House Stage 2, 8 o'clock. Please, that's a Friday night. Hit me up if you want. Palm Springs, Azul in Palm Springs on the 27th. Shivago, Balea, thank you very much for joining us, taking the time to ride on your bike and risk your life.
I got to drive through San Gabriel on the way home.
I got a list of people I want you to rip off their rearview mirrors. So we'll talk about that, and I'll pay you with weed.
Nice. I like that. They're both legal.
Yeah.
Between cars and weed.
All right.
And loud pipes.
Thank you for downloading this radio. We've been having some technical difficulties, but we got an ad on Craigslist, and we'll see what we get out of that. Peace, bro.
Adrian did a great job.
Great job, Adrian. Don't worry. Good job.
We didn't even do the movie beat.
No movie beat this time. No.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yo, Adrian.
We can leave with the movie beat. Come on.
Okay,
let's do it.
He wants to leave with the movie beat. Can we leave with the movie beat, Nick? All right. He wants to leave.
Did you see the movie at all?
Freaking motorcycles around.
Hey, this was great. Wasn't this your song when you were a kid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw this. Yeah.
I mean, I would hear the song and I would just want to run or go beat somebody up.
I'm a smoker, though. I'd probably make it up halfway now.
Thank you for tuning in, Is Radio. My name is Ricky Skieta. And don't forget to tune in next week. Yo, Adrian! Yo, Adrian!
It's my life!
Adrian!
Yo, Adrian!